opportunities, and he'll be less focused on intervening in international affairs.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and on the web at kpfk.org, Pacifica Radio for all of Southern California and beyond.
From the icy cold curves of Angeles Crest Highway to the sunny shores of PCH, this is The Car Show, broadcasting every Saturday right here on 90.7 KPFK FM Los Angeles for over 50 years. I am your humble host, Mark Vaughn from AutoWeek.com. I am joined this week and every week by my favorite co-hosts in the world, our Orange County Bureau Chief, a practicing attorney and owner of two Mazdas, a Miata and an RX-8, Michelle Spencer. Welcome, Michelle.
Oh, hey, Mark. Good to be here with you again to talk about cars in Southern California.
And automotive journalism veteran who broadcasts in both English and Spanish, host of Garage Latino on Believe Network, current president of the Hispanic Motor Press Association, Ricardo Rodriguez Long. Welcome, Ricardo.
Thank you very much for having me on. Welcome everyone here in Southern California. There's so much to talk. There's so many events. Middle of the summer. It's almost impossible to cover them all, but we shall try to tell you which ones are worth going. So, Mark, let's get the calendar going. But before we do that, we have to remember that we cannot be here if you guys don't help us. Plus, 50 plus years of being on the air. We really believe we're the oldest automotive show still running. And it's all thanks to you because you have been helping. You have been making the donations to keep PFK. And without you, really, there will be no show. So thank you. Thank you very much. But we need your support. Mark.
Yeah, please do not hesitate to go to kpfk.org. And who remembers the phone number? Did anybody look that up? Michelle's going to look that up while we talk more and beg more. We are not too proud to beg. She's holding up a piece of paper that I can't see anything on. It starts with 818.
I know.
We want you to, in the meantime, until we get the phone number, we want you to go to kpfk.org. Michelle, stop laughing and write that phone number down. kpfk.org. You can donate right there, and there is even a page where you can donate your old car. This being the car show, wouldn't it be appropriate for you to donate a junker, a clunker, even a running vehicle to KPFK? We could use your money. This is our pledge drive. We need every nickel we can get. So go to KPFK or call. We are waiting. We are still waiting. Okay, we're going to stick with the website, kpfk.org, and we will get the phone number for you any second now. But whatever it takes, no, we don't have it. Okay, let's just go on to the car calendar, and we'll get you the phone number later. It starts with 818. Call information. Do they still have that? If you dial 411, does anybody answer?
Yes.
Oh, they do? Okay. All right. Calendar of events. Remember, check the weather conditions before you head out, even though it's going to be perfect here. So everything here will work just fine. But also check with your organizer's own website to make sure that the event has not been canceled. And one website that we recommend, if you're just looking for something to do, all 7 days a week, they have stuff at SoCalCarCulture.com. Great website. And we're going to start out down in Michelle's neck of the woods. Michelle, we have Cars and Coffee at Segerstrom.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow morning, because you don't have anything else to do, right? And you want to get free donuts and check out classic cars. So you need to go down to the Segerstrom Shelby Event Center at 5 Watney in Irvine, where you're going to check out all of their cool Shelbys and whatever shows up in the car show from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m.
And if you do, just a reminder, if you do go, please make sure walk half a block north because our friends at Hillbank will be for sure open as well. And you can see the wonderful automobiles. Maybe you fall in love with a Lotus 7, one of the new Caterhams that replicate the Lotus 7, or maybe you walk away with a GT40. I don't know, but there are always a lot of very interesting cars there as well.
Mm-hmm. I've driven a lot of those cars down there, probably all the cool ones in the building, from a lot of the Cobras, the Ford GT40s, and even the Corvette Grand Sport, and I had a great time. They behave exactly as you would think they would. So, yeah, go check them out. Hillbank Motors down there in Irvine. But we got a lot more than that coming up. Oh, look, Zimmerman Automotive Driving Museum, Cars and Coffee. Mm-hmm. Michelle, is that yours?
That's mine, because here's what's happening down at Zimmerman in El Segundo. They're opening a brand new cafe on site. It's called Bayside Cafe. It's billed as Beach Infused Automotive Cafe. So there you go.
All right.
You can show up for their Cars and Coffee also tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and find out what it's all about with the new cafe. They will be offering things from the cafe, plus they'll have some food trucks on site if that doesn't suit your palate. The Zimmerman Automotive Driving Museum will also be offering ride-alongs tomorrow, and those will be in the museum vehicles. If you are so inclined, you can pick one out and see if they'll let you ride along in it.
All right, 610 Lairport Street, El Segundo. Ricardo, you have something?
Well, something that just sparked my imagination, but something that I just remember when you mentioned beach and sand. And I just came across an old popular science magazine where they were giving you a tip on how to dispose of your used oil motor oil by making a hole in the sand, filling it up with rocks, pour the oil, and cover the hole.
And yeah, that's what they used to tell us.
horrible.
They told, now we know, of course, that it's a disaster and a toxic waste cleanup site, but I'm sad to say I remember doing that like in the 1960s or something.
Yeah.
Well, it kept the ants out of your house.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Michelle, where your Porsche 356 people are up to?
I know. Yes, the SoCal 356 Club is going to do its 37th annual concours, and that is going to be August 10th, which is that a Saturday? Week. Yeah, it's next week, but I can't remember if it's Saturday or Sunday. But it's on the 10th, and it's going to be at the same place it was last year. If anybody went down there, it's at the Rancho Mission Viejo Riding Park. So it's in Orange County, and it's down there by Ortega Highway. It's on a premises where they do equestrian stuff. So it's very expansive. It's very green and very pretty. Starts at 8 a.m., ends at 2 p.m. And the theme this year is, can you believe this? The 70th anniversary of the Speedster. Wow.
I 70 feel years.
Yeah. So if you have a 356 and you'd like to show it, there is a $25 fee. You need to go to 356club.org to get registered. However, they're also going to have another area where they're going to show other Porsche models. So they're saying, we also welcome our Porsche 911, 912, and 914 colleagues to join us in the display area. Also $25.
Hey, maybe our friend Lynn Woodward will bring her 912 that she has restored down there. We'll see. $25, that's a good deal. 30753 Avenida La Pata, San Juan Capistrano, California. So that'll be fun. Supercar Sunday coming up, Porsche Mark Day. If you can't get enough Porsche, you can go to Supercar Sunday, Sunday, August 11th. This is not tomorrow. This is a week from tomorrow. And that's always fun. Go to... let's see. What's their website? Oh, yeah. They always tell you, use the Victory Boulevard entrance for Supercar Sunday. It's at Pierce College, 6201 Winnetka Avenue. But use the Victory Boulevard entrance there. That's always a fun time. Netflix. Who's got Netflix? Do you guys have Netflix?
I do. I do.
Okay, Netflix just started streaming a new 5-part documentary series, Law and Order, Los Angeles. And this one, the second episode, episode 2, deals with the Mickey and Trudy Thompson murders. As you remember, Mickey Thompson was a towering figure in Southern California, hot rodding and Bonneville and just all kinds of things. And he was murdered. I believe his business partner was the one who was convicted of hiring two guys to kill him and his wife. And this is the story of how they tracked him down. It was Mickey's sister who was just tenacious about it and kept up. You know, she did not let it just become a cold case and be forgotten. She pursued it. And then one detective retired, and another one, Mark Lillenfeld, took over the case in the officer retired in 1994. Detective Mark Lillenfeld took it over, and eventually they took the former business partner to court, and he was convicted, and I believe is still in jail. Tragic loss of such a towering figure.
Yeah, my parents knew them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were really upset about that whole situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was a big deal. And his son, Danny Thompson, is, of course, a Bonneville record holder. I think it was last year he set the record in a record in a streamliner at 400-something miles an hour. He was he's a very nice guy, good guy to talk to if you ever meet him. Go up and say hello. Speaking of more motorsports, NHRA Motorsport Museum Twilight Cruise is August 7th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the NHRA Motorsport Museum, 1101 West McKinley Avenue in Pomona. So that's fun. It's always a fun thing to go to.
Yeah, and regardless. If someone is brave enough, our friends at the 24 Hours of Lemons, they're having their special event next week, which starts from Thursday to Sunday, and is the Hell's California. So anyone brave enough to do these marathon runs is more than welcome. I'll be there so I can coach you on how to have a lot of fun with your car. This event is going to be all in Northern California, although it ends up in Santa Cruz on Sunday. But if you want more information, check their website, 24hoursoflemons.com. Lots of fun.
Very good. Very good. I'm going to be in a lemons related event coming up. As we know, the Pebble Beach Concours is coming. That is not this weekend, not next weekend, but the Monterey Car Week is coming up, and that will be, there's just no end of fun stuff you can do up there. The actual Pebble Beach Concours itself is Sunday, August 18th. Of course, the day before that, Saturday, August 17th, everybody goes to the historic races, but there's Concorso Italiano and Concours de Lemons on Saturday, August 17th. And if you go to Concours de Lemons, if all goes as planned, you will see me doing something stupid. So that'll be fun. That's always fun to do.
Awesome.
I mean, dumber than the usual stuff that I do. And of course, Friday, August 16th is the Quail and Motorsports Gathering, but also you have the Works Reunion. You've got Gooding and Company, of course, is in Monterey. Mika Monterey will be there. Bonham's Quail Lodge. Everybody will be doing something there. Thursday, August 15th, the Jet Center Auction, not the Jet Center Party. The Jet Center Party is Wednesday, August 14th, now called Motorlux, since it was purchased and taken over by our good friends at Hagerty. And there's all kinds of stuff. If you want to see a good site to see a whole list of what's going on at Monterey, is whatsupmonterey.com. That will give you all the info you need. Well, you know, it'll give you a framework for you to go check that out. How much time we have still in the calendar section here? We got information. We got enough time.
That same weekend, friends, if you don't want to drive all the way to Monterey, in Camarillo, they're having the Winds Over Camarillo, which is an air show and car show. And that is always a lot of fun when you see all these big airplanes and jets and so forth. Definitely when you look at these airplanes from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, still a lot of mechanical components. It's something that you can really enjoy. It's great for kids. So it's a weekend. So it's August 17th and 18th. Right by the Camarillo Airport, which is at 555 Airport Way in Camarillo. It's right next to the 101 freeway. But you can have a lot of fun. And the information, you can quickly gather it through wingsovercamarillo.com.
Yeah, and you just exit on Las Posas, right, Michelle?
Yep. I wanted to also mention that one of my favorite cruise nights is underway for the summer down in Encinitas.
Yes.
Do you guys know about this on Thursday nights?
No.
Oh, well, if you see that this time of year, people are traveling, or you might have someone in from out of town, someone who's staying down in San Diego, North San Diego County. Encourage them to go on Thursday night up to Main Street in Encinitas, because it's 4 blocks of the whole street being shut down. They have live bands on different corners, but all the car club people go and hunker down in some of the parking lots there and park all along the street. And so what you can do is pick a place, go have a drink, have something to eat, and then start walking and check out all the cars. Everything. A lot of Woodies, because North San Diego County, there's a lot of people who are into Woody culture. A lot of Woodies, a lot of old pickup trucks, all kinds of things. I know my friend Chris Erickson, he has a group that goes and they bring all their classic British cars and that kind of thing. So a lot.
Okay. So 4 blocks, that's a couple hundred cars, I would imagine.
At least. Yeah. And it's different every week. So it's just a fun thing to remember. It's underway. They do that all summer long.
And if you want to go in the opposite direction, the 33rd annual Big Bear Fun Run is taking place August 9th to 11th in the Village of Big Bear. Check out antiquecarclub.org to go and see about the 33rd annual Big Bear Fun Run, August 9th to 11th. If it's too hot for you wherever you live, I know it's too hot where I live, and you really want to do something about it, stop complaining, get in your hot rod, and drive up the mountain to Big Bear, for the Village of Big Bear Lake, 33rd annual Big Bear Fun Run, all kinds of cars. There are, of course, the obligatory hot rods, lots of those, but plenty of other things going on. And we're stepping out even farther here, August 17th. Again, if you don't want to go all the way up to Pebble Beach, August 17th, the Tri-5 Celebration Car Show. Is there a more traditional car enthusiast group than the Tri-5 Chevy guys? 1955, 56, and 57 Chevrolets are beloved things for these guys, maybe for you too. It's the Tri-5 Celebration Car Show, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The car show is free. Museum is $20, and it is held at Lyons Automobilia Museum, 2790 East Del Amo Boulevard, Rancho Dominguez. Go to lyonsautomobilia.org, and that's for August 17th, Tri-5 Celebration Show. Did anybody find the phone number? I think I found it.
I did. Yes, I did.
I did too. Which one do you have?
I have the call to donate, 818-985-5735.
985-5735. 818-985-5735 or kpfk.org. Yes, and Michelle.
There's a second number if you just want to donate a car. There's another number dedicated just for people who want to donate their car.
Yes.
And by the way, it's a free pickup. They will tow. They'll come to your place and tow it for free. That number is 877-573-5288.
Very good. And of course, there's always kpfk.org. We need your money. KPFK needs your money. All the fantastic programming that you get, not just the car show, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of alternative points of view. You are not going to find this anywhere. If you've listened to the show before us, it is called Spotlight Africa. Every time I listen to that, I say, wow, I had no idea. You get perspectives all up and down the African continent. After our show is another show called Rhapsody in Black, playing great music. Every time I listen to that, I think, hey, I like that music. It's stuff you've never heard. You don't know you like it. Bill Gardner really knows his stuff. He is the host of that show. Those are just three of the shows that are here on KPFK, and we need your money, and we would really truly appreciate it if you could do your part to keep KPFK on the air by calling 818-985-5735. Do it for Michelle.
That's right. Thank you.
Do it for
Ricardo. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
And if you do it this hour, I think we get credit for it.
We do.
So we don't look like total slackers. So yeah. We appreciate everybody who has called up and donated. We had one donation for $1,000. That was very impressive. And we look forward to getting more of that. If you are, you know, if you're making out your will, why not put KPFK in that document? It's a legally binding document, right, Michelle? Our lawyer, our staff attorney?
Well, I sure hope so. If they're donating money to the station, yes. Yeah.
And it's we can't guarantee the tax write-offedness because I don't know.
Because we're not in that business.
We're not in that business. Check with your tax consultant. You may find that it is even tax deductible. So one more time, 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org. Okay, we are moving on to the news section, and we have already fulfilled our KPFK pledge obligation, and now we're moving to the news.
I can mention that unfortunately the Wall Street Journal reporting that Tesla is recalling more than 1.8 million vehicles due to a software issue that could result in the hood opening while you're driving.
Yep, there's nothing worse. Okay, there's nothing worse than that.
That happened to me once.
Oh, that makes two of us.
Michelle, you?
I've seen it happen. One of the Mazdas that was on the track at Seven Stock, one of the race cars, the hood flew up while they were testing it and broke away.
Yep. So Tesla joins a distinguished list of good flyer openers.
Flip flops.
The recall affects some Model S, the Model 3, the Model X, and also the Model Y. Oh. All the cars are from 2020 to the latest versions of 2024. Now, what I think is interesting is, according to Tesla, the issue can be fixed over the air because it only needs a software update, which is free, which make me thinking, you know, it's proof that today's technicians need more software and programmer skills than knowing how to use a 7/16 wrench.
Yeah. Well, is it really a recall that nobody has to really bring it back in? It's just a recall because
it's just an OTA?
They have to call it a recall.
Well, okay. I'm sure there has been an accident somewhere. Unfortunately, most of the time, these recalls, become public and mandatory after something happened. So hopefully nobody got hurt.
Go to NHTSA.org, right? Or NHTSA.gov and see if your car is due for a recall, because that's important stuff. Other important stuff. It's interesting news, and I can guarantee that this is true because I have already driven up there. Angeles Crest Highway is open from La Cañada to Islip Saddle. That's where the old Highway 39 meets it. And that means you can drive straight up there to Newcomb's Ranch, and it's great. They finally opened it up. I have actually twice I went through there when it was not open. I won't say exactly how or how I did that. But Michelle, as my attorney, should I not have said that?
I'm shaking my head. Keep going.
All right. Anyway, it's open now. It's completely legal. The road is open. They have a huge wooden structure to prevent the landslide from re-entering the highway. It is open from, like I said, from La Cañada all the way past Red Box to Islip Saddle at Highway 39. It's a lovely drive. Be careful, though. I went up there a week ago, Friday, and in my rearview mirror, this kid, I don't know how old he was. I think he was teen age still. I could see, I was driving a Honda Civic Type R, which is, a fun car up there. He came up in an M3 convertible, and I could see in my rearview mirror, his eyes were bulging out. His mouth was hanging open, and he was like, just came right up on my bumper and saw. I immediately pulled over at the next turnout. Three turns later, wadoomp, he was upside down on the side of the road, big cloud of dust. I stopped. Hey, man, you okay? He's like, yeah, man, I don't know what happened, man. I think I hit a bump, man. I'm like, yeah, I think you ran out of talent. So please, if you drive up there, don't be an idiot. Do not cross the double yellow line. please don't cross the double yellow line if it's a blind curve. Right. And just, you know, if you're behind somebody who's not pulling over, just pull over yourself and sit there for 5 minutes and contemplate the zen of the whole situation. Do not drive dangerously up there, please. Ricardo.
Mark, do we have any news regarding Newcombs reopening? Anything that we have heard?
Okay. Here's a, and there's a roundabout way of saying this. This actually involves some very sad news. That project was spearheaded by a wonderful couple, Jay and Nicole Ryan. And they were up there every Friday for Good Vibrations Breakfast Club at Newcombs. They are, putting new furnishings in there for a while. You could sponsor a bar stool, for instance. There are lots of things going on. I think they were looking for a jukebox. They are putting a lot of effort into that. And very sadly, that whole time, Nicole Ryan has been struggling with multiple sclerosis, I believe, and she sadly passed away. She was just a wonderful presence up there, always smiling, just a joy to see her every time that I went up there, and I'm sure lots and lots of people felt that same way. So I believe that that deal is still in the works and that they are working on bringing that now just Jay Ryan and a phalanx of friends up there working on making that open again. In the meantime, you can, in addition to your KPFK donation, there's a GoFundMe for Nicole, and the name of the GoFundMe is In the Meantime, Nicole's MS Fund 2022, and that's another good cause for you to follow up with. But sad news. Let's talk about something happier. Anybody going to Pebble Beach? Any plans?
Oh no.
No,
that's for rich people, isn't it?
Rich people and freeloading journalists, and I'm gonna be there.
All right.
Thank you, BMW. There's a lot going on up at Pebble Beach. We already talked about it, I guess, a lot of the things that are happening. The place just keeps getting bigger and bigger, more and more things going on. I think, as we said earlier in the show, there's a good website to check out to see all the stuff that's going on. whatsupmonterey.com. And then each of the events has something new. The Concorso Italiano, of course, now under management from Italy, and things like that. It should be fun this year. I'm looking forward to that. What's next here? What do we have coming up next? Oh yeah,
the LA Auto Show.
LA Auto Show is still going to be a thing, and you can get tickets are now open, and you can get a discount. You can save, I believe it's 15% on your tickets if you buy them now. The show is called Automobility LA.
That's the press segment.
It's called Los Angeles Auto Show. Tickets to Los Angeles Auto Show are now on sale, and the organizers of the show are proud to announce that world-class brands, including GMC Buick, Stellantis, which includes Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and more, and VinFast will be there, in addition to having Camp Jeep, and the Ford Bronco activation and all kinds of other things go on there.
Yeah. Famously Stellantis pulled out at the last minute.
Well, they're on the list right now.
Good. All right. Well, hopefully they will stick with it.
The good thing is that the Electric Avenue is going to be active again. And that is an opportunity for anyone that is interested or considering having an electric car. Well, here during the car show, you will be able to drive several different cars from different manufacturers to get a taste, how they feel, how they run, what's the difference between one and another. I think auto shows are very, very important. I don't know why the automotive media is sort of against it, but the people at LA Auto Show have done, I think, a wonderful job. And I'm just looking at the Shanghai Auto Show, the shows that are going in China, which are incredible. So let's make that we get the consumers in front of all these new cars.
Yeah, and I just realized, of course, Genesis, Toyota, and Hyundai will continue their presence at the show. Yes. So that's a fair number of big time manufacturers who are still believe in auto shows. And like Ricardo says, I think it's a great place for consumers. The show is going to run November 22nd through December 1st. And you know, consumers can go through there without any pressure from salespeople. And there are always guys and ladies with clipboards there and iPads who can give you answer a lot of your questions about any car you might be considering, including, of course, Electric Avenue. For many people, electric cars are still a deal. So save 15%. Yep, Ricardo.
It's also a family outing. I mean, if we even forget all the new cars for a second, you still have 100 square feet of custom cars, you know, lowriders, exotics. So it's definitely a nice day if you're into the automobiles. And we believe if you're listening to us, you obviously are interested. It's still very active and you can have a great time with your friends or family.
Yeah, laautoshow.com. That's laautoshow.com. And you can save 15%. But, of course, the show is pretty far off there in the future, November 22nd through December 1st. But, 15% is 15%, man. So, and now Ricardo's taking us to Ricardo.
Yes, I'm a little bit surprised since I've used their product for years, but I don't know. It took me a little bit by surprise because it's a company that is very well established with a very good name, and they expanded to do baby seats. You know, they were just not only racing seats. A lot of car manufacturers utilize their seats in their sports version, so. When they're announcing that they're filing for bankruptcy protection, I'm scratching my head. How is that possible? Anybody knows the details?
Well, I saw something that said the irony is that the investment firm that had ultimately killed the company is named after a bird synonymous with death.
Great.
So I guess the management wasn't very good.
It was like Cerberus or whatever that was that took over Chrysler. Cerberus, and they named after the three-headed dog that guards the gates of hell or something. Great plan there. You know, do your due diligence, people.
Right. Well, the good news is I was just in a plane on the weekend and I saw Ricardo they manufacture airline seats. So there's a couple different divisions. So it's not like the complete death of the company because they're still going to keep Ricardo aircraft seating, Ricardo child safety, and Ricardo gaming chairs. So they're not completely extinct.
So you mean giving free race car seats to the race teams is not profitable?
giving stickers instead of race car seats now. So you can put that on your car. Okay. Speaking of racing, more racing news. The July SCTA meet at El Mirage was canceled for the third year in a row due to excessive heat. Now, these are hardy souls who go out there. They'll race on the dry lakes. Yeah. And if they cancel the event, you know that is some excessive heat. I don't know if that means that climate change is real. Maybe it does. The next event is Bonneville Speed Week, also a pretty hot location. Bonneville Speed Week is August 3rd through 9th. SCTS talking about eliminating the July meet and making June a two-day meet. And there is also talk of making October a two-day meet and eliminating September. So, wow, you know, it's hot. It is very, very hot. But, yes, Ricardo.
As I mentioned, last week I was at a dry lake and it was 118 degrees. So I can imagine that a place like Mirage Lake, which is a very large place, and you know the surface is completely white. It works as a mirror, right? So the sun is absorbing all the floor is absorbing all this heat, and I will not be surprised of temperatures, you know, around the 115, 120. Now you put an engine that is running at 700, 800 degrees exhaust temperature. You are going to have a very uncomfortable cockpit. Even if you ride a motorcycle, just that wind that is blowing in your face is warm. So I can understand the concerns on the safety side.
Yeah, okay. The word from the Bonneville crew is that the salt is quite good. They said they started from about the 2 mile mark. As you know, I think sometimes the course is always different up there. Sometimes it's as long as 12 miles, but they started from about the 2 mile mark and had good enough salt to run beyond the 7 mile mark. Keith Copeland said he had never seen it so good around the 4 mile mark, and it held up great. They had 40 or so cars up there just doing dry runs. So, Bonneville is not affected, at least by the heat so far that we know of. SCTA-BNI.org is the website. That's not always up to date. So, don't know what to say about that. Speaking of Bonneville, the Museum of American Speed is raising funds for the restoration of Craig Breedlove's Spirit of America, the 1963 land speed record-breaking car. And now this is according to Richard Park's newsletter that I get a great source of all kinds of information about all kinds of different racing. He lists the contact information at the Museum of Speed. Museum of American Speed, 599 Oak Creek Drive, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68528. Or just you can send an email to museum@museumofamericanspeed.ccsend.com and get more information about that. I contacted them and tried to get information, and I couldn't get any clarification about that. Sounds like a cool thing, though. What do you think, Ricardo?
I think if you are into serious racing and you want to know the history of the motorsports in the United States, this museum should be in your bucket list. It's a wonderful collection of racing engines all through the ages. A lot of very, very interesting engines and products, automobiles, a lot of sprint cars, open wheel cars. It's a wonderful place, and they have a very eclectic collection. And also, my understanding is that now they're even doing a whole sort of a branch exhibit on American engine builders. I've been there a couple of times, and I've always been, very happy. And also, if you just want to spend a couple of days right in town, you also have the Kawasaki factory that offers some tours. That's the original first Kawasaki motorcycle plant in the United States. And about 2 miles or so, there is also a tractor factory where you can see how these rice and wheat harvesters are built. So you can have a whole weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, but people have to realize this is in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's way the heck out there. You really have to.
And it's worth it. Believe me, it's worth it.
You don't just accidentally drive there. That is, you go there because you want to, and it sounds like it is worth the drive. Now, these are the same guys who just did the Engine Builder Hall of Fame, right? They just announced that. That structure has not been put up yet, but they are. They have the inaugural class for the Engine Builder Hall of Fame. And, those guys don't often get the recognition that they deserve. So that is also going to be part of this museum, the Museum of American Speed in Lincoln, Nebraska. So there you go. Michelle, what do you think?
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes of news. which of these many items do we want to talk about?
I'm not going to say anything about Nissan news this weekend.
Love Nissan. We love Nissan. I don't know who it was who said some bad joke about Nissan last time. We officially love Nissan. And
it wasn't me. I gave the Rogue a rave review.
Rave review for the Rogue. That's alliteration. Another thing that you get here at KPFK, alliteration. Let's see. We have 3 minutes. Shall we spend that time begging for money? Let's beg for some more money, because we sure do need it here at KPFK. This is not, we don't have any corporate sponsorships. We don't get big bucks, in large, hefty bags full of cash. No, we depend on your donations out there in Southern California. Everybody who is within the sound of my voice, Michelle's voice, Ricardo's voice, please take it upon yourself to give us a call, 818-985-5735, or go to kpfk.com www.ncpf.org and send us your money.
Yes, 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 yes. And we have been on air. I mean, the car show has been on air for over 50 years. We want to make sure that this continues for the next generation. So get your kids, send us your questions through social media. We have an active Facebook page where you can ask us any questions. What, you know, if you're thinking about buying a car, maybe you want to ask Michelle or Mark, myself, hey, is this a smart decision? How, you know, is this car built of good quality? Or what do you, you know, we'll give you an honest opinion because that's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that you make smart decisions. And today cars are very, very good, but they all have little things here and there. So please call 818-985-5735. Again, 818-985-5735. Pledge your donation. It can be only $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford, so we can continue bring you every week places where you can go and enjoy with your friends and your cars, the car events that make Southern California such a iconic place around the world.
It is. It is. And it is time now, speaking of cars and car advice, I think we should finish up. Last week, I don't know what happened. It wasn't our fault. Suddenly, halfway through the Honda Pilot review, we were off the air. We were knocked off the air, and there was dead silence for several minutes. And then there was some voice, I don't know who it was, said, "We are experiencing technical difficulties." So I never got to finish my Honda Pilot review. For some reason, I am in Honda heaven right now. I'm getting nothing but Hondas for the last about month or so, and I drove the Passport first and then the Pilot. And I must tell you, the Pilot is the larger one. It has three rows of seats, or mine did, had three rows of seats. The Passport, of course, is the smaller one. But I enjoyed driving the smaller car more. Isn't that crazy? Does that make sense to anybody?
Well, you're more of a sports car guy.
It was more fun to drive, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this SUV segment with the three rows of seat, they have become larger and larger. And sometimes, especially in LA, when you live in LA, you have a lot of traffic and you want something that is a little bit more agile and practical to be able to maneuver, make sure you don't get caught with the red light that, you know, then you get to pay a fine because someone didn't let you through. It's easier to park. So these newer SUVs, just like the pickup trucks, they're just getting way too big. And also they're using a lot more fuel as well. So I like the Honda Pilot, especially they even have this sort of adventure package that is very nice.
Yeah, the trail package, it was that's the one that I had, and it was quite nice. It's I think the price I wrote down for that was $42,400, sort of the middle of the six different trim levels that you can get your Honda Pilot in. The cheapest one starts, according to their website, at $39,900. That is probably not counting the destination charge, but the engine, 285 horsepower and direct injection. It was the couple things I didn't like: the 10-speed automatic, you know, it's just, I don't know. I remember, what was that 2-speed, Ricardo, you might remember the 2-speed GM, automatic, transmission. It was,
Torque Glide.
That's all we need in my
the Hydro Glide.
Two speeds. We just need two speeds. Okay. How's that for engineering excellence? Right there. But this one has 10 speeds. It seemed to take a while to downshift. But, you know, otherwise, I was quite happy with it. Mine had the panoramic moonroof, which I don't need a moonroof. But the package that I had skid plates and a trailer hitch. It was up for 5,000 pounds of towing. It was great. That was a Honda Pilot. This was a 2025 Honda Pilot. It's bigger this year with three rows. And there's nothing, only a few things not to like about it, and a lot more things to like about it. Now, as I said, this is like a Honda month for me. So I had the Honda Civic Type R. Ricardo, have you driven that yet?
Yes, and it's a pocket rocket. It's pretty quick, and it's a car that is used. Maybe people are not familiar with this, but there is a world championship for touring cars, and the Honda Civic Type R is the homologated vehicle for that championship. So they've been participating quite a long time, and I think we don't notice that, but around the world, the Type R, because it's the participation in the world championships has become very iconic, especially with the youth around the world. Very quick car, very good handling, and Honda always on the Civic, you know, Type R's. They seem that these cars, they stick to the ground. They feel agile, but well planted. And even I remember the older ones with this wonderful shifting.
Right. I was going to say, remember the Escort Endurance World Challenge?
Yep.
It was nothing but Honda, what was it, the Civic CRX SI cars. And you would just see that it would be this buzz of these small displacement cars coming up over the hill in the racetrack. They have a long history of sporting, you know, accomplishment. And this one is a little bit different. It's not like revolutionary different. Type R that I drove, in fact, I drove it up to the car that I drove up to the Good Vibrations Breakfast Club on Friday. And it was very nice in that environment. They introduced this car late in 2022 to the press, and they did it at Sonoma Racetrack, which, you know, you got to really have confidence in your vehicle if you introduce it to the press at something like Sonoma, which is, you know, it's a fun track, but there are a couple places where you could, you know, the back end could get light, you could get some movement around. It was a blast up there. Now, I was pushing a little bit harder for some dumb reason up on Angeles Crest, and I noticed that if you lift off suddenly in a corner, the back end will kind of start to move. So you have to be aware of that. I did not turn off the traction control, so that may have saved me. But it is a lot of fun to drive. It has 315 horsepower, and the thing weighs only 3,188 pounds. So that's good. They're getting a lot from the 2-liter four-cylinder engine driving the front wheels. It has an electronic limited slip differential, of course, keeping that power going. 23.3 PSI of maximum boost. And there, I didn't notice any turbo lag either on Sonoma Racetrack or just in driving it around here in Southern California. It's a nice thing. It's got new airflow on the front end. It has a vent in the front edge of the hood to evacuate more heat more efficiently. So, you know, it's a fun car. In fact, my neighbor who races cars, Harry Hernandez, he has two cars. He has an M3 that he races, and he races a Honda Civic Type R. So, you know, it's a legitimate performance vehicle.
And also has the looks, because you can see that, you know, it has wider fenders. You have the big spoiler in the back, big, you know, air vents in the front. So it looks really nice.
And as the sports car freak that I am, I must ask, is Honda making that in a stick?
Yeah. Yeah. The one I have right now, or had until they picked it up yesterday, is a stick. Now, one thing I will say about the stick, it does shift really nicely. I had no problems with it. I enjoyed shifting it. You drive a car with a manual transmission, it's a whole different experience, especially a sporty car like this. And I did enjoy it. The problem is the shifter knob is metal. And 90% of the time during the day, it's in the direct sunlight. It has solar gain. You can't touch that thing. I think I was wrapping a floor mat around that thing so that I could operate it all day. It was really, really hot. I don't know. If I owned one, I'm sure there you can buy a, you know,
you can swap it out. Yeah,
you can swap it. Drive with an oven mitt.
Oh, I would swap it out. I'd get something different.
It is to remind you that it's hot stuff.
Oh, brother. Leave it to Ricardo.
Yes, indeed. It is hot stuff. It is way too hot. So, like, you shift, you just barely tap it. Maybe that's good for you, because your shifting will not be ham-fisted because you're afraid to touch the shifter.
There you go.
Because it's just this glowing orb.
There you go. It's a testament to the efficiency of that shifter. You just barely touch it, and you're in first, second, third, fourth. Is it a six-speed?
It yes, it is a six-speed. It costs $43,990, which, you know, you could spend a lot more money than that. So it's for the price, the bang for the buck, as they say, it's a good investment. You will have fun. I would not recommend it if you have kids, little kids in car seats. It might be too rough for them. But, you know, if they're a little bit older, break them in young.
Honda also offers the racing version, the true racing version by HPD, that it's pretty much what you drove, but with the roll cage, no interior, no air conditioning, but it's racetrack prepare right from the factory. It's about $198,000, but what you get is 100%, you know, race car with very sophisticated suspension, very souped up engine, and it's homologated around the world. So a lot of racers look at this as building a race car is not cheap. And when you have a race car that is built by the factory, you have a lot of advantages.
Right. It's going to work. Nothing's going to break. Have you ever driven that race car version, Ricardo?
Not the newest one. I drove the previous generation at Willow Springs.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Okay. Good use of dollars. We go from a lot of fun to a very efficient. Ricardo, you drove a Kia EV.
Well, I have to say, my hat's off to Lee Hyo-sung and Choi Hong-seok, and I don't know if I pronounce them right, but Lee Hyo-sung and Choi Hong-seok were the designers, leaders for this Kia EV6. And I have to say, a lot of people like the looks of this vehicle. It's one of those electric vehicles that is the right size, I think, but the proportions are very well done. It's a car that invites you to get into it, that looks that it's moving, it's flowing.
Which Kia EV are we talking about, Ricardo?
The EV6.
EV6, gotcha.
Yep. This is the one with the curves, not the kind of...
Correct. The EV6, which is built on the same platform as the Hyundai E5, 6, the Ioniq, 5, 6, and also the Genesis GV60. They all share the same platform, which is, in my opinion, I'm not sure if it's the best, but if it's not the best, it's within the top two electric platforms in the world. I've driven several of these EV6, not a lot of changes since it was introduced, but something that is interesting is that they have a whole range of models to choose from. So if you're interested in an electric vehicle, they have a different... It's a wrench of vehicles. You can have it with one single motor or with two motors. You can have it with just 167 horsepower all the way to 570 horsepower. There's a lot of models. It starts with the rear-wheel drive. Then you have a long-range rear-wheel drive. You have an all-wheel drive. You have the GT line. Let me count in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different models that go from $42,000 to $62,000. So there's plenty to choose, but they all have the same body. They all have the same look. And I think that it's very important, at least for me. I have to like what I'm driving. If I don't like it, it's not fun. So I love the styling, the inside as well. And it is a car made 100% in Korea. Today, there are a lot of incentives when you buy an electric car. As you all know, you get the $7,500 rebate from the state, plus some federal rebates, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, Kia also has a $7,500 cash incentive that matches your down payment. So I was looking at the different EV6 available in the market, and some are almost like over $10,000 off the price that they had just about 2 months ago. So if you're thinking about an electric car, I would say, take a look. I'm not saying go buy it, but just take a look. Yes, Mark.
I actually got to drive the EV6 GT in at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What was this? A year and a half ago.
That's right.
Yeah. They say that if this is meant to take on the Porsche Taycan and the BMW i4 M50. Now, that sounds just like marketing hyperbole, but if you look at the numbers, it makes sense. They had this particular version of the car. Now, Ricardo mentioned there are a lot of versions of it. The EV6 GT comes with 576 horsepower driving all four wheels, 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. It's during this introduction, they allowed us to go in drift mode. We were able to drift all over there as much as we want. And the drag strip, we did a quarter mile at the Las Vegas drag strip there, same strip that they use in NHRA national events. And we even took it around a road course there. So it does perform quite well, and it is still practical on the inside.
Yep, very much. So what I like about the EV6 is these sort of versatile different models that they have, because many people says, well, electric car is expensive. Yeah, but do you really need the GT line, right? Maybe you don't. But how do they get the range? What I found interesting is because it's all based on what trim level you get, but not only that, it's the battery package that you have, because there are two different battery packages, one that is 58 kilowatt hour, and then you have another one is 84 kilowatt hour. So also, the different packages have different wheels and tires. Some are more eco-friendly than, for example, the GT line, which has high-performance tires because you need grip to be able to control that power. The base version, well, all of them come with a 10.6 kilowatt hour charger that you can connect to any 240 volt outlet. But also, they have the DC fast charge level 3, which allows you to connect to any 50, 100, 150, and 350 kilowatt chargers, which allows you to pretty much charge 80% of the vehicle in about 15, 16, 18 minutes. So
that's
pretty quick.
Yeah, that's
and
really
I did
quick.
That. I last week, actually, on the weekend, I could not come home. I was limited on the amount on the range that I had. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to go charge somewhere. But 15 minutes later, I had plenty of energy to get back to my house.
And we hope that you have enough energy at home to pledge to KPFK. Either go to the website kpfk.org or call 818-985-5735. Again, we do not have corporate sponsorship. There are no ads here. Nobody is telling us what to do. There is no one pulling our puppet strings, because we do not have puppet strings here at KPFK, just the unvarnished truth. So please give us a call and donate just a little bit. We don't ask much, a couple thousand dollars, maybe, whatever you can give. 818-985-5735, or go to kpfk.org. Right?
We have, you know, this show, the car show, has been on air for over 50 years. Los Angeles is the center of the car culture. We want to continue these. We are open to all your feedback. Leave us messages, you know, through Facebook. If you are thinking about buying a car, you have a question about a recall, just give us a call. We'll air your question, which I'm sure will help somebody else. Michelle has a lot of experience in litigation in car cases, so probably she might have some recommendation. And Mark has driven pretty much everything, although I'm not sure if you beat me driving forklifts. We should have a forklift.
I would love to drive a forklift. It has rear steering. I can't imagine what that's like. Right.
And then there's the tractor races.
Yeah, so remember, okay, we want to be in the air. So please make your donation. It could be $5, $10. We're open to all donations. Make sure to call 818-985-5735. And Mark, your last words.
Please stick around for Bill Garner with Rhapsody in Black coming up next. And stick around next Saturday, and we will see you right here on The Car Show.
Coming up this week on LA Theater Works.
In one of the most complex ecosystems on the planet, a vicious battle for resources is underway.
We want you to reopen the Pepino fishery.
I can't.
We
do
want
that.
You to lift the catch limit.
I am not going to do
we
that.
We want the government to listen to what we have to say.
Or else what?
Tooth and Claw by Michael Hollinger. Next time
on LA Theater Works.
That's this Sunday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. LA Theater Works right here on KPFK.
Oh no, my car broke down. This is quite unfortunate.
If that old junker in your driveway is a lost cause, get rid of it and help KPFK out in the process. It's as simple as calling 877-KPFK-AUTO and asking the operator to assist you in arranging for a pickup. We'll tow it away and we'll mail you all the necessary paperwork for writing it off of your taxes. Call us now at 877-KPFK-AUTO.
Oh no, my car broke down. That's so terrible. That's quite unfortunate. My stupid car doesn't work anymore.
You're listening